No, I mean, I'm just going to go out there and try to do things the right way. I'm not a big vocal guy. I'm not going to jump around. I'm going to say little things here and there, you know, to them independently, but try to do things the right way and play with passion and be excited, and hopefully that's contagious and we get rolling.
How'd the films look as far as the running game? What was the difference in the second half?
Oh, you know, we just, we finished and executed better. You know, we had some things open up. We had some nice plays, and it just worked out all the better for us.
Just the running game got a little bit of a groove or so, or that type of thing?
I mean, we still got to get better. You know, there's still plays we need to fix, but I like the progress we're making and excited about where it's going.
First day, the first 2 weeks were for you. You know, you sign here. This is your big chance. The first 2 weeks didn't work out the way you'd like to. Was that difficult to deal with? I mean,
at times it's frustrating, but at the same time, you know, we're building towards something special, and there's going to be, you know, setbacks along the way, and you know, peaks and valleys, and you know, I stay true to the. To what we expect, and it's gonna be good. So I'm excited about it.
No thought of, gee, what I get myself into, type of thing.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You stay positive, though.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you got to. It's. I mean, we're playing a game for a living. You know, living a dream. You know, why wouldn't you stay positive?
It's about the feel of the second half. Blake comes in the game. I know there's energy in the stadium. Was it the same? How was the halftime locker room? The adjustments made.
Yeah, you know, we just came out and you know, made a few plays and things got rolling. I think, you know, obviously Blake made some big plays for us and really helped get momentum going. And, you know, excited about that.